Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Koi Red Line Podcast Show.
When I've been down and a down is up, when your half a glass looks like a half a cup, when you're running into dead ends and everywhere you turn, well, seize the opportunity, live and learn. Hey, go with the flow.
Even though it's football season, well, I just like it down. Keep them pumping. Good luck to all the teams. And what's your plans for the holidays? Is the holidays are still like it used to be, or is it too commercialized? I think it's too commercialized. Know why? Really all about the money, you know? Everybody forgot the meaning of Christmas and Thanksgiving. I talked about that last season. All the things go booping at night. Thanksgiving, the turkey, and ho, 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 the old jolly. What they all got in common. That's right. Commercial-wise. And just imagine how it was back in the day of Grandma and great-great-grandma, the 40s, the 30s, and the 20s, even the 1900s. I wonder how their Christmas and New Year's, Thanksgiving, and Halloween was. Was it more like today, or did people stop and jolly and say happy holidays to you? Candy store gave you free candy for Halloween. The man who run the candy store gave all the kids free candy. And how those costumes were back then and all. They used to make them themselves. That's right. I'm just saying, people, just look at the days of yesterday and look today and look at the day. It's quite a different world. All the digital stuff, all this, all the confusion, the everything, you know. Now, I'm not saying just the down people are just trying to depress people. I'm trying to get you pumped up for the holiday. Be safe for how, that's when you want you out there to be safe when you go trick-or-treating and everything. Because we just got some really mean people out there that do mean stuff. And they do that, they was doing that back when I was a kid, you know, putting needles and and razors and candy and your candy, and people get cut and all that stuff. Fine, they go get candy and the razor blade in the inside of them and all. I mean, just check your candy and everything. Man with that stupid ass car. Damn thing. Shoot up to space one day. Sound like it got a hemorrhoid. But I'm just saying, you know, just check your candy. Make sure you check your kids' candy, you know, because it's just, and nowadays, you know, today world, you just don't know what's going to happen, you know. I that's why I'll say just have parties and invite people that you know over to your house, you know, parents. Have Halloween parties or Halloween get together. And that way the parents will know, who know each other, will buy the candy for the kids, and y'all just have like Candy Day. I wish they would change it to Candy Day or Trick or Day. Like Trick or Day or Candy Day or something like that. Happy Holiday Candy Day. Something like that. But some people say you're celebrating Satan's Day, and I do believe that, you know, and you're celebrating the wrong holiday, you know. But there's some people believe in the Satan Bible and all, and like I said, it's just some people will do some really stupid things, and just to get that point across and stuff like that, and evil. And when I say evil people, so just enjoy your holiday, all your superhero, little superheroes. Be safe out there, okay, on the 31st. And I know I'm telling you a month ahead. Okay, you're excited about Halloween and everything. All your princes gonna dress up like princes and queens and stuff. Be safe and everything, okay? And the queen of England overseas, I just heard that she passed away. So I know it's a lot going on in the news. So now I know what's going on in the news, because once I heard that she wasn't doing well, you know, then turned out, I found out on Star Trek Day that she passed away. So over there in England and the royal family, you got my regards here in America, Corey Whitlock Show. I'm sorry for your loss and everything, you know, and I didn't follow the royal family and all that, but it's real sad when we lose good people, you know. And I'm pretty sure she was a good person. And I guess they're gonna have a funeral, and they're probably gonna be broadcast on TV and everything. And like I said, to the royal family, to the people over England and overseas, sorry for your loss. And all the people who over here in America that follow the royal family, sorry for your loss and everything. And I just thought that I need to get that out, because I show my respect and everything and all. Just keep hope alive, okay? Just keep hope alive. And we'll get past it. You know, we'll get past the days. God bless y'all overseas, over in England and all. And that goes for anybody who lost family members at this time and all. I just lost a cousin, you know, so I'm right in that boat too, you know. But I just hope that don't lose no more family members. You know, I can't deal with it. This can't deal with that. Hate funerals. And again, we got another father who's on oxygen, and they put him on an oxygen tank again. And we just lost two fathers, you know. But praying for him, you know. And I just saw a lot of fathers went over the years and all. Gone to the place and everything. But this can't something that you can't stop, you know. So one day, whatever you can, just give respect for those people that we lost over this year. Okay? Just take like a couple minutes of silence and give respect to them. Alright? If it happened in January or happened this month, give respect. Okay? Take a moment of silence from the royal family to the American family who lost someone between January and September 2023. And all over, from that time and now, pour all over, I'm very sorry for your loss and all. Okay? Trying not to get an echo in here, and soon I get a new speaker. Hopefully, it'll be better. I just hope that y'all can hear me real good, and it's not echoing. But this. That's the best I can do right now. You know. Remember back in season 2 and season 1. Just had echoes and the microphone was just going wow and everything. Wow. Yeah. I'm sure some of y'all remember the early days of the Corey Whitlock Show. And since I got this iMac computer, it's been doing pretty good so far. I'm going to get a break after this episode and probably shut it down, get it a little break, then power it back up, cause it's a little old Mac, and I just don't want to run it down and all and stuff like that. I mean, last time, couple months ago, it would start acting crazy and stuff. I didn't know what was wrong with it, you know. And it just sound like I'm hearing echoes, you know. Hear myself in two earphones, so I guess that's why. I think that's what's going on in the world right now. The Queen of England passed away. I don't know what date. I just heard it on yesterday on the Star Trek Day when the actor said that she passed away. And Patrick Stewart, who plays Captain Picard, he talked about it. I think I say his name right, Patrick Stewart. He talked about it and everything. I didn't hear all the details he was saying and all, but they said she passed away. And I just heard about a day ago that she was laying down, she wasn't feeling good, and now I heard that she passed away. So it's pretty a sad time in the royal family and everything. And let's all get our respects to that and pray for the royal family, okay? Because they only humans. They humans, people. They people just like us, you know. So, give your respect. Say a prayer or something. That's a good thing to do, okay? It's the right thing to do. To say a prayer. Even though you don't follow the royal family and all. And none of that. Just say a prayer, okay? But I think that's what happened in the news. What's her name? Queen Elizabeth? I think that's what her name. And well, soon I get this up, I probably can hear something about it. Yeah. They saying something about it now. Let's see what they're saying, okay? I just wanna hear what they're saying on the news. There's a lot of people turned out. King Charles II arrived at so anybody watching this know what's going on. She was 96. Wow, she lived pretty well. Yeah, she lived a good life. Wow. I mean, I don't have nothing against the royal family. I don't got nothing against. They just people to me, you know. They just people. So, I'm going to go ahead and give you some music, and I'm going to see what's going on with this, okay? And y'all go see, check the news too, all right? So, here's some music.
Next to you, only wake up if I'm next to you. You extra too, I still slide with some extra too. X and O's, tryna stay on my P's and Q's. Need my boo, when I get lost, you gon' see me through. Pedestal, I put you on the pedestal. edible. I need you like my vegetables.
My pocket's fatter, my pocket's fatter. It don't really matter, it don't really matter.
My pocket's fatter, my pocket's fatter. It don't really matter. If I'm next to you, sexy too, make me wanna get sexual. My bestie too, that my bestie boo. Test me too, but I love when you test me too. Tell phone the back, most not good to go. Go for show, you my number one, then my number one. You the go, love it when I'm here, but miss you on the road. Oh, you know,
hate it when I leave, you know I'll be on.
Pocket fatter. Some guy. guys, I just download them. I don't really know who they are and all. But he said his pocket's fatter now. So, I guess it's pocket fatter. I'm still watching Prince Charles, King Charles III. He's going through the crowd, shaking hands and everything. This is on Friday the 9th. So, you probably won't hear this until like after the 11th, and they probably will have the funeral already by then. They'll probably have the funeral by then and everything, but I'm really sorry to hear about the Queen. She seemed like she's a good was a good woman and everything, and one of their sons married a black woman, black actress. Actresses. I mean, they just had the wedding. I don't know which one or what brother she married. I think that was breaking news too. Plus, one is American woman, and two, she's black. So, a black woman. Black American woman broke into the royal family, you know. That was pretty cool back when they had the wedding. I saw that. They had a nice wedding and everything. I think it was last year, the year before. But that was cool. I don't think it was during the pandemic. And just a lot of people came to the where they at. So I guess that's the news right there. And there's really nothing else in the news. We still talk about Donald Trump. I don't know what they going to do with him. I think that's it. That's all that's in the news and everything. That's all I see. Oh, here's some history about the Queens. It says Queen Elizabeth II died at age 96. Queen Elizabeth II died at age 96. Wow. I hope that I lived that long. I'm still going to be doing this. Traveling the world. You know. Probably ain't going to see many things she's seen. I'm going to try, you know. I'm going to get there, guys. I'm definitely going to get there. All the stuff that I got now, and all I have to do is upgrade, I'm going to get there. So, Apple got the new iPhone 14, and it's got a lot of features in it. I haven't had an iPhone since the iPhone 4 and 5. That's how long I didn't have an iPhone. But that record, that long, long wait is about to be over. I'm going to get me an iPhone. And I'm probably going to get me a cheap one. And then work my way up to the new one. Like iPhone maybe 8, iPhone 7 or 8 or 9. So it might be, they might be cheap on eBay or something like that. And they'll probably be around $200 to $300. Maybe $400 or $500. I don't think that's high. The 7, 8, and 9. Now the 10 probably be still high too. About $300 to $400 or $500. I know the 11 and the 12 is still high. But depends what phone you get too. Cause they got iPhone 14, then they got the iPhone 14 Max, then they got the iPhone 14. Max Pro. One of those. Max Pro. And then they got the Pro and they got the Pro Max. I got it right this time. And they got the regular one. And they start at different prices. Now, what I thought, they was only making one kind of iPhone. And they started at $999. And that's one reason why I didn't get no iPhone. Because I thought they was expensive. But they not. They are right around $499. I think. But $899 and on up. Now you went to Pro. You have to pay a lot for the Pro. The Pro and the Pro Max. So. And they the expensive ones. And that's where I want to be. The iPhone 14. Now I ain't getting the 13. I'm gonna go down to at least 8 or 9, and then trade it in for the 14. So I would just wanna, like I said, these phones is just like cars and houses and all. I mean, you just don't buy clothes. I mean, you have to buy a phone like once a year, every 2 or 3 years, you know, because you just can't buy a phone every year. I mean, just can't do it. I mean, you don't buy a car or a house every year. So, and these phones, they're expensive phones. They're very expensive, you know. But I got to get rid of, definitely got to get rid of this Android. I hate Androids. I got to get rid of this piece of crap they sold me. I hate it. It's not a good phone. I ain't gonna get it. No kind of credit, you know. So I'm gonna leave you with some more music and everything. And after that, I'm going to do episode 11. I think episode 11 and 12. And then I'll do 13 and 14. And then I want to, in between that, I'm going to get me something to eat and continue doing my shows. I'm going to take a break for the day. Then I'm going to come back later on today and do some more, about two, one or two, three more. And then I'm going to watch some movies and play some video games. But how many of y'all take a vacation around this time? Just nice and cool outside, get dark early and everything. And you don't take a vacation during the summer. You take your vacation at the end of the year, somewhere around like this, you know. And how many of y'all like the fall or fall and winter, you know? I enjoy it because I love to wear my hoodies and my coat and all. I like to, you know, that's the time you get to wear something, your cool stuff, you know. I mean, the summer stuff is cool, but you get to wear your cool stuff in the winter time, you know. Yeah. So that's why, that's another reason why I like fall winter, because it takes us back to school time, and I just remember starting school, going back to school, having the weekend, and then starting the 4 week on Monday to Friday, and we go back in the middle of the week, like Wednesday, Thursday, and then finish that week. The rest of those three days, whatever, and then we have a 4 week and beyond. So I just missed the days of school. Another question: that's how many of y'all miss days of school? I know I miss it. You know, I love school. I love my school, my teachers, and all, and I miss it. I just miss it every day. So think about those questions. Also think about your team. I'm teasing everybody about your football team. I'm going to be teasing you all season. I'm going to be teasing you all season. Especially when I'm on Sunday, doing recording an episode on Sunday, and I'm watching the game. Oh man, it's on, baby. It is on. That's right. All of y'all, all 27 or 30, whatever team, it is on. That's right. Mm-hmm. Don't talk about my Rams. It is on. Here's some music. I'm getting too pumped up.
Perfect.
that's a song of a new name. I hope y'all enjoyed that. Like I said, I got something for everyone. And that's probably for the hard rock fans, you know. So, just gave y'all some good music, two songs and everything, and just want to know how your beautiful day is going. Everybody having a great day, a blessed day and all. I know I am. You know, yeah. Just sitting back, doing this show, talking to y'all, looking to the playbook. Just thinking about the teams, the game, the big game, the big games, and all, and playing with my fantasy football. Now, fantasy football has become, it's been part of the, for a long time now. I think it's just another way to make football and baseball and other sports more exciting. But I think it fits more into football than into any other sport. I don't know. I ain't play baseball, fantasy baseball or whatever, basketball and all that. But in football, I like to pick the different teams and just see if I get a hit, you know. Now, when it first started, they used to start me from the bottom. I used to be like 10,000, 3,800, and something. And then had all these other people be way up ahead of me, like 20, 10, 10, 1. I mean, that's when FanDuel and the other fantasy football things first started. I mean, they was on the news a couple of times, and they called it gambling, and they had to prove it, you know. And so it's been on the news a couple of times. I don't know how they do it now, how they sold it and everything. I mean, and then a couple of states didn't allow it, you know. But you actually win money, you know, everything. If you was in first place, first, second, third, fourth place, and your team win, and you win. But if you was in way back there, you ain't getting nothing. Especially you put like $500, $300, $200 on the game, and your team lose, and then you still in like 10,000 back behind 10,000 people. I wasn't going to do that. The most that I would put on like $1 or $5. So, how many of your fantasy football players put a lot of money? How many? Yeah, raise your hand. It's okay. Tell your wife and girlfriend that you spend $800 thinking that your team's gonna win. Don't feel bad, people. It's just the love of the game, that's all. Just the love of the game. And it's just something to have fun with, you know. Get to pick different teams and all. And there's so much to talk about. And I'm just trying to go to my notes and stuff like that to see what to talk about. But this, we got some people talking about Star Trek, too. Let me tune in. See what they're talking about, you know. They talking about Star Trek Picard. Well, anyway, they was talking about Star Trek with Picard before we was interrupted by commercial.
The two final things to take away from this trailer are this: the music at the very end is said to be a hint by composer Stephen Barton, tweeted this out this evening, that's a hint of the new theme. If you think of the horns that play over the reveal as well of Space Dock, I was talking with Chris about this before the video, and you know what? I think I agree with him. It is evocative of that style of Deep Space Nine. Not that it's the theme itself, but it's quite evocative of that slow horns. And I would be delighted to hear that back again. The release date for Star Trek Picard Season 3 is February 16th, 2023.
You know that.
Before we go into the next couple of bits of news that came out of today, I must say, I was left a little disappointed by the events that took place today. That sounds like, you know, kind of themes went out. No, it's not that. But it did seem quite disorganized. And it made viewing
see,
live a little...
See, I was the only one that thought that.
The hosts, Paul F. Tompkins and Tony Newsom, did as well as they could. It just felt a little bit like, you know, no one really knew what was coming up next. And then, oh, is it your go? Oh, I'm not sure, is it your go now? It did feel a little bit like that. Now, saying I could have done it better, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying it was good for what it
was. I think a lot of people thought that.
Far too long. That was, I think, maybe the problem with it. So, as a viewer, I felt that the material we received probably didn't fill out the time in which it was given to us.
That's right.
That makes sense.
I agree.
So, I think learnings for next year is that it could be a little bit punchier, but before I lose all of my friends, I did very much like what we got. For example, the interviews on stage were quite fun, and of course, the reveals as well. So we're going to move on now to Star Trek Lower Decks. So we got a scene, Tony Newsom...
I'm not the only one thought that, you know, he saw that too.
And they discussed
and Star Trek,
now,
Star Trek Day,
I
thought it was going, it was unorganized too. I just felt it was just off-key. You know, I just thought that it was organized right, and it was just off a lot, you know, and a lot of people didn't know what's going on, and the two hosts of the show, they did a great, wonderful job. Now, after hearing this guy, when he do his Star Trek YouTube video review, he felt the same way I did. You know, Star Trek Day was like a little off when they did all the other stuff. I think it wasn't like last year. It was just I don't know. I think they could have done a little better, you know, and it's just, maybe it was just me. I ain't, like he said, I ain't saying I can do it better, you know, and all that. But it just felt like it was just, wasn't there, you know. And hopefully they take notes from this year and get it right next year. Okay, let's hear it. Let's listen in and see what's going on.
Star is next to the Dauntless, which rises in front of it, and it's blatant massive. So it is blatant massive. And you have a not very happy Admiral Janeway chasing after a ship featuring holographic Janeway. And there's quite a funny exchange where holographic Janeway goes, "You've got Admiral Janeway on a ship equipped with a slipstream drone chasing you. I don't fancy your chances. To which Dal just goes, thanks for the vote of confidence. And of course, they think that they're sparing the Starfleet crew from getting infected by the living construct that the Diviner has put on board the Protostar. And that's about it. There wasn't really much else, except that we will be getting the next block of episodes on October the 27th. They will be released. And not that long to wait, thankfully, as of course, we are recording this on September the 8th. So not that long to go. Now, a couple of smaller bits of news is that Star Trek Online fans, you will be getting a lovely new voice in the form of Will Wheaton, who is making his Star Trek Online debut in the expansion game, Ascension.
See, Will Wheaton.
His own Mirror Universe counterpart, where he's not, you know, Ensign or acting Ensign, he's the Terran Emperor. He's done all right for himself, so he has. There was a wonderful tribute to Nichelle Nichols as well.
That's right.
Of course, we lost at the end of July. And it was just quite heartwarming to see the impact that she has had, not just, obviously we commented on our previous video about the impact she's brought to the world, but to the actual people who are involved in making Star Trek as well. It was a wonderfully touching tribute, not least by Sonequa Martin-Green. Another piece of news that surprised a few people was when Nicholas Meyer, director of Star Trek 2 and 6, and co-writer of Star Trek 4, walked out on stage. Now, if you think all the way back to when Discovery was first happening, there was rumour of a Star Trek Khan miniseries about what happened on SETI Alpha 5 between being marooned and between the arrival of the Reliant. That was written into 3-hour-long episodes and was ready to go and was then, through various boring reasons, shelved. We are going to get that miniseries. We're just not going to get it in the format we thought we were. It's going to be a podcast. Now, this is the first time, it's not the first podcast, of course, that Star Trek has done, but it's the first time they've taken a big chance like this. And the way that the news was delivered, it seemed like it would start life as a podcast. I think they're putting it out there to test the waters to see if the demand is there. If it is, and if it's good, with Nicholas Meyer writing it, I think it will be. I think the dream of it being made into a series, in whatever that might look like, is not yet dead. No release date yet on that. Then, of course, the one we were all waiting for at the end was the Strange New Worlds panel. They talked about, all the cast talked about what their favourite episode from season one was, and it seemed to be almost uniformly The Elysian Kingdom, where everyone got to have a bit of fun, and they got to do swordplay, and fighting, and fencing, and more swordplay. And did I mention the swordplay? Melissa Navia spoke about how people kept asking her, when are we getting Ortegas' episode? When are we getting Mortegas? And she said, her answer was, I'm asking the same question. So, the clip that was revealed of season 2 of Strange New Worlds focuses entirely on Ortegas. So she's clearly getting her episode in season 2. I'm presuming it's not going to be the first episode, which I can only assume will feature number one, at least the race to find out what's going to happen with her. Because speaking of number one, of course, Rebecca Romijn was on stage with the rest of the cast. Now, while she gave no details to her own fate, she did reveal who is playing the new engineer aboard the Enterprise. The role of Pelia, the engineer, will be played by veteran actor Carol Kane. You might know her best from things like Taxi, The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and of course, from that opening 20 minutes of the seminal horror movie, When a Stranger Calls. You do know her. She's one of those actors. I'm very excited to see what she brings to the show.
She's been described as a new one.
Is a little bit short-tempered, knows what she's doing thanks to years of experience. That is everything that came out of Star Trek Day. Honestly, it's a bit less than I was expecting. I know a lot of us were hoping for news about Section 31 or any particular shows that might be coming in the future. But alas, nothing on that yet. So if and when that news comes, we will of course bring it to you as early as possible. Everyone, look after yourselves until I see you again. The ups and downs for this week's episode of Star Trek Lower Decks is currently being edited and will most likely drop in a couple of hours. However, this falls in the course of the day. I don't want to put a time frame on it because Chris will break my legs. Everyone, have a lovely weekend. Talk to you soon. Live long and prosper. Our friends in Ukraine, we love you. Stay strong.
Well, we got some updates on that. No, I'm glance up that and everything. It sounds good though. You know, sound pretty good. I mean, I still think they just making Strange New Worlds overrated, you know. They overrating it and everything. Discovery still brought back Star Trek. Discovery still brought back Star Trek. And the YouTube channelers, they can say what they want, whatever they want. But Discovery brought back Star Trek. And I'm watching season 5. And I will get into season 2 of Strange New Worlds. But I'm waiting for season 5 of Discovery. Time to recognize. And recognize one of the best captains in Starfleet. Recognize. So, there you have it. Let's do some music. Alright, people, it's time for me to go. Hope you enjoyed that feature. And hope you can hear that last conversation and that last thing that they were saying on YouTube. I don't know if you can hear it. I didn't put the microphone up to the computer, nothing like that. But hopefully you got a background awareness of it. And just in case you didn't hear about Star Trek. It was just talking about all the episodes, and especially season 5 of Discovery. Lower Decks is running. Pinar is coming back for the rest of the season 1, and hopefully we'll get season 2 of Pizarre. And like I said, Strange New Worlds, February the 16th. Picard, February the 16th. And Strange New Worlds, I think it'd be right around that. And then Discovery should be coming in between that. So I think we're going to get Picard first, and then Discovery, and then Strange New Worlds. So after Strange New Worlds run down, Picard, Strange New Worlds will start up again, and it will run to the summer, probably to May, like it did before, March, April, May, June, and probably the rest of the first half of July. And then if we get season 4 of Lower Decks will start it over again. Okay, so I think that's how they have it going. And if we get new shows, I think when Picard leaves, we'll get a new show. And I think they will put that right in between that. But I think we're going to get a new episode, a new season of season 6 of Discovery. I think we're going to do that. Because I don't think this is the final season. They already put the final season up for Picard. And they didn't say nothing about Lower Decks either. Final season. It's going to be the final season. So, it probably look really good if we're going to get another season of Discovery. I'm hoping we reach season 7. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. And always, Ashley, and we love you. Goodbye, my friends.